This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 12 Sep 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv make for pleasant conditions. Meanwhile, Haifa enjoys a cool breeze. Here are today's headlines. First, JNS reports that the IDF and Shin Bet have killed the head of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade, along with two other operatives, in a targeted strike earlier today. Also, Ma'ariv says just in that the IDF is preparing for an October 7th of Eilut, simulating a major security exercise involving multiple agencies. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Boaz Levy, the chairman of Israel Aerospace Industries, warns that Israel will continually need more interceptors due to ongoing missile threats. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reveals that an attack on a Saudi pipeline exposes the increasing influence of Iran-backed militias, confirmed to have originated from Iraq earlier today. And finally, Axios highlights that security spending by Jewish institutions in the U.S. has surpassed $1 billion, diverting funds from educational purposes. Here's what people are saying online. Heavy Israeli shelling targeted the Ali Taher Heights in southern Lebanon. This information comes from IL Red Alert, a missile alert tracker, posting just minutes ago. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today that Yemeni Prime Minister Shaya Al-Zindani claims Houthi actions extend beyond Yemen, aligning with Iran's broader strategies. Eve Barlow, a prominent journalist, shared her thoughts on social media. She emphasized the importance of protecting innocent lives and criticized the performance by Macklemore at Ed Sheeran's concert for its pro-Palestine stance. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the IDF's operation in Khan Yunis. According to JNS, the operation targeted a high-ranking Hamas commander, continuing Israel's precision strikes against key figures. This comes as tensions in the region remain high, impacting local civilians with increased security measures. Turning to the IDF's preparedness in Eilut. Ma'ariv describes a comprehensive joint exercise involving military and civilian agencies. This drill aims to tackle a worst-case scenario, reflecting ongoing concerns over potential large-scale attacks. Such readiness efforts are crucial for public safety in the region. Meanwhile, the continuous demand for missile interceptors. Ynet reports that Boaz Levy of Israel Aerospace Industries stresses the strain on resources due to prolonged conflicts. This emphasizes the ongoing challenge for Israel's defense industry to maintain its edge against threats. On the international front, the Jerusalem Post discusses the implications of the Saudi pipeline attack. With Iran-backed militias launching attacks from Iraq, regional stability remains precarious. This has diplomatic consequences, straining relations and heightening security alertness. Finally, the financial strain on Jewish organizations in the U.S. Axios highlights that security-related expenses are taking priority over educational spending. This reflects the increasing need for safety measures amid rising anti-Semitic threats affecting community development. Turning to business and markets. First, according to Ma'ariv Business, Apple has unveiled its first foldable phone. This marks a significant step into the foldable device market and showcases new technological advancements. Separately, CTEC reports skepticism from Doron Sivan of MadSec Security about AI's impact on organizational security. Despite advancements, direct improvements in security remain elusive. And finally, Walla Business highlights the emergence of autonomous combat robots, These systems, designed to operate without human input, represent a significant shift in military technology aiming to reduce combat risks. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 o'clock p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.